If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
All right, always fun to talk with J.G. Tate. He is on Twitter at J.G. Tate. And you can also visit the Auburn Rivals site and see more of what is going on there, especially with National Signing Day behind us, auburnsports.com. Jay, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, fellas. Hey, happy to hear about Joe Panunzio. He's a guy that when I first started covering Auburn, he had just come over here from Ole Miss, and he was a really cool guy. I've been able to see him a few times since he's been in Alabama, and I'm really, really stoked about him. He's really one of the good guys in that business.
He is a good dude. I like Joe, and I'm glad he's getting a job with a really good franchise right now in Philadelphia. Yeah. Let's talk about Auburn signing day. I'm not going to quote you directly, but basically last time you were on with us, you essentially said this is about as questionable as you've ever seen Auburn at the tackle spot. They didn't really fully address that in this signing day, did they? Jay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost you there.
Oh, okay. It was such a good question, too. I'm going to try to ask it again. Last time you were on it, it's not a direct quote, but you basically said Auburn was as questionable as you've seen them in a while at tackle. How far did they go addressing that in this signing day?
Yeah, that doesn't look very good.
Yeah.
And you mentioned there in the beginning that he was going to hold some spots for as part of strategy, but I mean, I guess they can say that's the strategy now, but I think it's just going to be kind of a bailout technique. They have not done well at tackle, and they did not do well at tackle in this series either. And the weird thing about it is I never really saw them going after, what I would call a cornerstone tackle. The guys they signed are mostly inside. And the one they missed yesterday, the kid from St. Louis, he was probably going to be an inside guy too. I mean, he could have played tackle, I guess, but he wasn't going to. That whole thing just befuddles me, and I don't understand it. It's a potentially just humbling situation there at tackle.
Shaky start to the day for Auburn with George Pickens flipping to Kirby Smart in Georgia. How big of a surprise was this, and how much do you think grades factor into what ultimately happens with Pickens?
Yeah, I mean, they got to get him in over there, and that's just been kind of the chatter all along, but I don't know the specifics on that, so we'll just let that play out. As far as George Pickens goes and Auburn, Auburn wasn't able to get the kinds of answers that they wanted, the kinds of assurances that they wanted as signing day kind of approached. And so although they weren't told it was going to be bad, they just got this feeling it was going to be bad when you don't get the answers you want. And you know, that's when we started kind of having some suspicions that things weren't right. But, I mean, the kid had been committed 500 days or something like that. I mean, it was 2017, and it was like, well, I guess he's just going to go ahead and go to Auburn. But we don't really know. We're not 100% sure.
What about Mark Anthony? I'm sorry, JG. What about Mark Anthony Richards there? Auburn gets him over Georgia, and that seemed to be someone Georgia really wanted. Auburn really excited to get him. What does he do when he comes to Auburn? What role will he play, and how important will he be to getting on the field early?
Yeah, I think he's more of a utility back, somebody who could be kind of like Trey Mason, but a little quicker, maybe.
Wow.
He could be a number one. But I think of him more as a complimentary guy, although I thought Kerryon was going to be a complimentary guy, and he showed me more than that. I mean, he grew into something much, much bigger than that. So Mark Anthony's a good player, a really good player. They also got DJ Williams, who I think is more likely to be a number one tailback. But Auburn did a nice job at that position, and I think Cadillac did a nice job just cementing their position there, and he's going to get them straightened out for sure moving forward too.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up. J.G. Tate is with us, auburnsports.com, part of Rivals. He's on Twitter at J.G. Tate with us on the Bud Light Hotline. He wasn't there very long at all, obviously, for this portion of the signing class, but what impact beyond that did Carnell Williams have?
Yeah, here's my thing about Carnell. So why didn't they hire him earlier? It must have been somebody that Gus really wanted that he was keeping double secret. And then he made his way to Carnell because there was no reason to have that 2 or 3 week delay in naming Carnell. And if they had been able to get Carnell on staff maybe 2 or 3 weeks earlier, I think Auburn could have gotten somebody huge like Noah Kane or somebody like that. I mean, Cadillac's so well known down in the state of Florida. I just feel like they could have used that to their advantage. But as it stands, I mean, DJ Williams and Mark Anthony Richards are both really good backs. And if they end up being studs, it's not going to really matter. But I think Carnell's going to really help. I mean, he's working really hard out there, and he's a friendly dude. And, you know, think about his recruiting areas, Northern Alabama, where he's still a legend, down in Florida there, near Tampa, Orlando, he's still a legend, and he's going to have to work his way into Atlanta. Those are the spots they really need him to shine in, and I think he's going to have a chance here in the next year to really take over those areas.
We mentioned offensive tackle and wide receiver. Was there another position of need Auburn didn't address?
No, I think they did pretty well. It's just you see that obvious hole at offensive tackle, and I know they see it. Gus said in his press conference yesterday that they're absolutely going to make offensive tackle number one priority for 2020. They're going to sign a bunch of them, but you know, signing a bunch of them doesn't cover up for the fact that you don't have, outside of Prince Tega Winogo, one that you feel really good about on Saturdays. And it's weird to get in this position. I don't understand it, but part of it.
Very few teams have to do what Auburn does. If you can give me mindset, J.G. Tate, of the coaching staff, because this is not unusual, but when you look ahead of what's above Auburn on the final rankings, you have Alabama 1, biggest rival, Georgia 2, second biggest rival, or flip it around however you want to look at it, Texas A&M 4 or 3, depending on where you're looking, and they're in your division. LSU's 5 or 6, wherever you're looking, they're in your division. How do you bang your head against that wall recruiting-wise year after year after year? They seem pretty upbeat every year about that.
Yeah, I feel like Auburn's always in kind of a tough spot because they don't have an easy recruiting ground. Like the way LSU has Louisiana and the way Alabama was surging for so long, and there's just a lot of kids out there that just want to play for Alabama and have. I mean, that was true when I got here in the 90s. I felt like Auburn was having to fight for kids in state, too. They have to go over to Georgia a lot and do that. They do well in Georgia, but, you know, you're always having to deal with the Bulldogs over there now. So, I think it gets in recruiting, and I think you see that in the final numbers. But, to me, this class was more or less on par with what Auburn usually does, which, you know, you can say, well, they should do better or whatever. Well, I can see that, too. But I don't think it was a bad class. I mean, the George Pickens thing was really bad-looking, but I think other than that, they got a lot of dudes that they wanted to get, and you know, this is where Auburn finishes usually, right around number 10, 12, somewhere in there. And I think Rivals has them at 12 the last time I checked. So it's on par for them. They're just going to have to coach well. They're going to have to really coach well. And I know some skeptical Auburn people out there are laughing, saying, yeah, Gus is going to really coach us out of this hole. But he's got a lot of positional guys that are good. And we'll see if Gus is better as a play caller himself instead of playing this little game of, well, you know, who's calling plays? You never know. I mean, he's going to do it, and we'll see what he can do.
You recently arm wrestled Prince Tega Winogo.
I did.
And you got movement early. That was him letting you get movement, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking there. I mean, we were just having a fun interview with him, and I was just messing around. But he's a very strong young man. I am not very strong middle-aged dude, so it wasn't a very fair fight. And also, I brought in Claylen Farrell from Clemson, who beat him pretty bad 2 years ago at Clemson, and so he got mad and finished me off with that one.
I just wondered if it was like, I mean, everybody's got these interview series they're doing where you're driving in a car, you're walking down a road. I just wondered if that was like your new interview series. You interview a guy while arm wrestling them. I don't think anybody else is doing that. It could be your niche.
Yeah, that could really be my niche. The problem is that I have to win every now and then. I don't know anybody that I could beat on that team.
Not even the kickers? Not even the kickers.
You'd be surprised. They're wiry strong.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I know how good Auburn's softball program is. I'm not sure there's a sport you can win. Maybe equestrian.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Jay, where it hurts.
A little clap back from JG at like me there. I'm sorry. But we were all joking.
He is JG Tate on Twitter at JG Tate, AuburnSports.com, part of the Rivals Network. Jay, thank you very much. It's always fun.
Thanks, fellas. Have me back.
We'll All right, buddy. We'll see you. JG Tate with us on the Bud Light Hotline.
Follow Lance Taylor on Twitter at The Lance Taylor.